Well, joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
So you weren't with us last week because you were at a conference in Washington. Would you mind telling us a little bit about what happened there?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So I go down every year. It's the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Mayors from across the United States gather in Washington, and we have the opportunity to, you know, hear from some of the federal folks, best practices among some of the mayors, what's going on in areas in terms of homelessness and grant funding and transportation and electric charging stations, and kind of runs the gamut. I went down on Wednesday. I flew back on Friday, and again, it's extremely rewarding. I was down there with Mayor Mitchell, John Mitchell from New Bedford, and a couple other Massachusetts mayors. So it was a really good opportunity to get together, including meeting with the former mayor of Boston and the former Secretary of Labor, Marty Walsh, was one of the guest speakers.
Now, speaking of things such as budget, of course, the governor unveiled her budget. I'd like to get your overall thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, we're looking at it. Troy Clarkson, the CFO for the city of Brockton. I mean, I like the fact that gateway cities are going to be benefiting more, and every dollar is going to count. So, you know, we are hopeful that, you know, a budget will come out of Beacon Hill, you know, the House and Senate side. But the governor is advocating, and, you know, we welcome additional funding. And, you know, we need to make sure that we get the most that we're allotted here in the Commonwealth, and make sure we spend the money wisely for residents and business owners here in the City of Champions.
And, of course, the governor also unveiled an affordable housing initiative that does include Brockton.
It does. Again, we have been ramping up, in spite of COVID, development, housing. We're seeing a lot of people coming here to the city of Brockton. You know, there's affordable housing, there's market rate housing as well. So, you know, I love the fact that we're able to capture transit-oriented development. We have the three commuter stops here in the city of Brockton. And, you know, the Healy-Driscoll administration is really trying to harness that. You know, it's a convenience to get in the South Station from Brockton in about 35 minutes. So, you know, we got to make sure that we can maximize the housing and make sure that, you know, the amenities that go along with that trickle in as well.
Now, you did mention COVID, Mr. Mayor, and of course, that's how we started these conversations, and it appears it's a conversation we need to keep having because it looks like COVID might be on the rise in across the state along with flu, RSV, other illnesses.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of COVID, the good news is we're not losing any residents, thank God. You know, we have lost, to date, 542 people to the deadly virus. But active cases right now, 100 active cases, and new cases within the past 24 hours, 14 new cases. So, you know, we're going to continue to monitor it. We still have Dr. Rick Herman, our medical consultant, working with our Board of Health. And, you know, the hospital right now, Brockton Hospital, is still offline right now. It does have the two walk-in clinics, but, you know, Good Sam is seeing an uptick in census, and, you know, we have to just be safe. And, you know, we always issue, and I say it all the time on the call, if you're not feeling well, like, the precautions are to stay home, and we're starting to see folks here at City Hall coming down with COVID as well. So it's all hands on deck, and we're going to continue to make sure we can get through the winter months.
Now, another issue I want to talk to you about, an ongoing issue, the school department budget. What's kind of the latest there?
Yeah, I mean, we have engaged, we meaning the school committee, and I chair the school committee, we have engaged an external audit firm that is beginning the process. The investigation is going on as well. Again, I just want to rave and thank Department of Elementary and Secondary Education Commissioner Jeff Riley, who, you know, the DESE leadership has been working with us. We have an outside consulting firm, Open Architects, led by a gentleman named TJ Plant, that's working with us, and DESE is paying for that service. So we're going to continue to turn over every rock and number one, figure out, you know, where we are right now in FY24, planning for 25, and make sure that, you know, stopgaps are instituted and try to figure out what happened and how it happened and make sure it never happens again.
Now, one more issue I wanted to talk to you about, of course, the New Hampshire primary just wrapped up, and that means the Massachusetts primary is, you know, not too far away. So I imagine planning, of course, underway for that. What's kind of how are things going in terms of preparing for it to hold the primaries?
Yeah, you know, I had a meeting this morning with our elections commissioner, Cindy Hogan Scrivani. We met at 8:30 to plan just for that. It's coming up, right? March 5th is the presidential primary here in the Commonwealth. So, you know, we're planning. We're actively looking for poll workers to help us on this. We know from past practice, you know, presidential elections, we get a lot of people coming to the polls. So, you know, it's all a process, and we have some experience. We have some really veteran leadership coming out of the elections department. But, you know, I'm excited. I mean, elections are always a great opportunity, and, you know, we'll hopefully have a great turnout in the primary here in the City of Champions.
All right, Mr. Mayor, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Have a great day.
Thank you as well.